Chapter 6. Into the Fray. Cervaclius roared in primal joy as he rode the lightning to the ground. It spread through him, body and soul, boiling his blood in his veins and filling him with Sigmar's divine power. He felt strong, capable of fighting any foe, no matter how monstrous, without the need for rest or sleep. There was no sensation quite like it. The Celestine vaults of Sigmaron had vanished, to be replaced by the muck and mire of the Gaiatract Fen. He rose from his kneeling position, his armor still crawling with Sigmar's lightning, and swung his weapons at the first enemy to hand. The plaguebearer turned, eye widening in shock, as Cervaclius's hammer tore its head from its shoulders.
"No time for speeches!"
he roared, as the retinues of the Astral Templars shook off the storm and set themselves to battle.
"We have yet to meet a foe we cannot break on the field, and I don't intend to do so today. Forward!"
His men gave vent to a communal bellow of agreement, and the Liberator, Decimator, and Retributor hosts fell into a spearhead formation as he taught them. Such a formation had served them well in the Gnarlwood, when they had earned the right to carry Sigmar's sigil on their shields, and later in Axie as well. They advanced, splitting into three columns. Shields raised, hammers ready, the Liberators bulled forward, charging through the thick mists that rose from the Fen. Cervaclius took the vanguard, as was his right as Lord Celestant, and he and his warrior chamber moved to meet the enemy, who now recognized the sudden arrival of the Astral Templars for what it was. Behind them, Sekka Gravewalker croaked out orders to the Judicators and Prosecutors, directing them in their defense of the spearhead's flanks. Judicators took up positions near the monstrous standing stones that dotted the mire, and prosecutors swept by on wings of bristling light. Cervaclius felt no hesitation in leaving the Lord Relictor in charge of such a task. Indeed, he trusted no one else to accomplish it. Gravewalker would keep the Astral Templars in the fight, no matter how fierce the struggle became. He had come from a wild land of high crags and wind-torn velts, and was as implacable as the storm itself. He swept his weapons out in opposite directions, smashing two demons from their feet. Bringing his hammer and sword around to cut down a third, he led his warriors into the massed ranks of the plague horde. The plan, such as it was simple enough. The enemy surrounded Gardas, all attentions bent to overwhelming the hallowed knights. Thus the Astral Templars were free to strike a telling blow. The plague host would be forced to divide its attentions, and Cervaclius intended to make them pay for it. He chopped a plaguebearer in half. As the demon fell to pieces, strange shapes sprouted from the ichor in its veins. Tiny, fat shapes bobbed in the flowing bile, then bounded towards Cervaclius, giggling shrilly. He growled in disgust and stamped on the nurglings as they tried to climb his greaves. More of them scuttled across the battlefield, weaving through the feet of his men, distracting them at inopportune moments, or swarming them under like ravenous insects.
"Gravewalker, burn them!" he shouted.
A moment later, the sky was ripped wide by lightning. Bolts of crackling incandescence surged down, gouging the earth and tearing gaping wounds in the ranks of the enemy. Plaguebearers shivered in the throes of the storm, burning up from the inside out as the lightning danced across their rusty armor and the points of their swords. Those that did not simply burst from the lightning's cleansing touch were reduced to living torches, which flailed about blindly before collapsing into ashes. He raised his sword in a salute as the Lord Relictor turned his attentions elsewhere. He could see now why Sigmar had chosen to send them here. Not just because Gardas was in danger, but because the Realm Gate had become corrupted. It led nowhere good, and, like a suppurating wound, it would only get worse. The stones rose from the ground, seeming to vibrate in rhythm with the omnipresent drone of the flies. They spiraled through the stinking miasma and across the blasphemous icons that dotted the field, glowing in a sickly fashion. Strange shadows stretched through the air and crawled across every flat surface. The wind was thick with garbled whispers made by no human tongue. Even the air itself had gone sour as he moved forward. This land was dying, he suspected, It was rotting on the vine, and unless they could cauterize the infection here, it would only grow worse and perhaps spread to other parts of Gyron. Zavaclius could see the realm gate now, rising into the air above the battlefield, its stony proportions limned in flickering witchfire. A great unclean one squatted at the landing before the great archway, gesticulating and roaring the abominable words to some terrible sorceress working. Below the greater demon, several of its kind sat hunched on the steps at intervals. These were clearly an honor guard of some sort, and Zavaclius longed to test his skill against one of the hulking creatures. He had to reach the hallowed knights and break the ever-swelling cordon of rotting flesh which surrounded them. Only then could their two hosts secure the Gates of Dawn, as Sigmar had commanded. An unceasing tide of demons flowed through the arch and spilled down the steps, without regard for life or limb, many falling from the stones, pushed by over-eager companions to splatter on the ground below. But there were always more to replace them, and worse things besides. The power of Nurgle grew with every expulsion of foulness from the realm gate, as demonic beasts, Nurglings, and other monstrosities joined the plague-bearers in battle. Plague drones buzzed through the fly-filled skies, the rot-fly riders urging their monstrous steeds into aerial battle with the newly arrived Astral Templar's prosecutors. Blood, and worse, rained down on Zavaclius and his men as they fought their way towards the Hallowed Knights. Several of his stormcasts hesitated.
"Keep moving!"
he shouted, as he elbowed a plague-bearer out of his path. His hammer came down, crushing another. Ahead, he could see the gleam of silver armor, and urged his men to greater speed as explosions of light hurtled upwards. There were too many of them, he knew. How many of the Hallowed Knights still stood?
"Hold on, my friend. Just a few moments longer. Hold on!"